You are listening a podcast from the World Stroke Academy, the educational platform of the World Stroke Organization.
On the occasion of International Women's Day, we at the World Stroke Academy want to celebrate the achievements and careers of women in stroke and highlight female leadership. We interviewed outstanding women who were nominated by WSO board members for their important contributions to the field of stroke.
This is the 10th episode of the Women in Stroke Initiative podcast.
Hi, I'm Professor Anita Arsovska, Associate Commissioning Editor of the World Stroke Academy, and I'm here today with Professor Sandy Middleton. Hi, Sandy. It's great to have you here with us.
Hi, Anita. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Sandy Middleton is a professor of nursing and director of the Nursing Research Institute. Professor Middleton has a particular interest in stroke and implementation research and has been successful in obtaining grants totaling over $44.8 million. She was the lead investigator on the landmark NIH-MRC-funded cross-cluster trial demonstrating decreased death and dependency following implementation of nurse-initiated protocols to manage fever, hyperglycemia and swallowing post-stroke, winning multiple national and international awards. These protocols are currently being translated into hospital in 20 European countries. Professor Middleton is a ministerial appointment to the NHMRC Health Translation Advisory Committee and sits on the board of directors for the New South Wales Agency for Clinical Innovation and the Clinical Excellence Commission. She is director of the Sydney Partnership for Health Education, Research and Enterprise Implementation Science Platform, director of the Sphere Nursing and Midwifery Implementation Science Academy, and chair of the Steering Committee of the Australian Stroke Clinical Registry. Dear Sandy, first of all, congratulations on the nomination by the WSO board members.
Thank you so much. What an honor to receive this nomination.
So let's start with the first question. What inspires you?
What inspires me are young clinicians or young researchers who have enthusiasm and passion for their cause or their interest. These are usually people who have great ability, and I love identifying them and working with them. I would actually put in extra effort to mentor these people who have this enthusiasm and passion, because I think that they're worth giving extra attention to help them along with their career.
What's your career advice for young women who are about to take their first steps in stroke research?
I think the first thing is persistence. It's a hard road being a researcher, and it's slow. So they need really to be in the approach for the long term. It's going to take a while. I think it's important to get a mentor, and more than one mentor is better. So mentors will definitely help them to advance their career, I believe. I think another bit of advice is make sure you do your homework. So look very carefully at who you would like to work with, who would you like to mentor you, and make sure they have an established track record of publishing high quality research in high impact journals, because you will learn more from these people. I think another tip would be to build collaborations at every level. And I wish someone had given me this advice when I was a young researcher, which would be look overseas and see who is publishing and doing research in other countries, who is at your same career point, and make contact with them because I think then you can work together and you can advance your career together, and you will have this wonderful collaboration over many years that you have built together with some overseas collaborators who are often very hard to find. So I think start early in your overseas collaborations. My other tip is an Australian saying that we have, and I'm hoping it will translate into other languages. And we say, if the front door closes, go around the back door. And if the back door is closed, go in the window. And what this phrase means is, it comes back to my first point of persistence. Sometimes people will say, no, we can't do that. No, that's not going to happen. But you're talking to the wrong people. You need to go and find the people who are going to say yes and look for ways to make it happen. And don't be put off by negativity or people saying, you can't possibly do that. I had that piece of that advice given to me very early on in my career by another nurse academic who should have known better, who was a professor. And I was young, and she said, oh, Sandy, nurses never get any research funding. And that was her piece of advice for me, which was clearly inadequate. And I was clearly talking to the wrong person, and I have never forgotten it. So get advice from the right people and keep looking if you get a no first off. And I also have this other tip. I have what we call rule number one. And rule number one is always work with people you like, because I think that's really important to enjoy going to work and working with your collaborators.
Yeah, definitely great tips. What have been major challenges in your career?
I think one of the biggest challenges as a nurse researcher is that there are very few nursing role models of successful nurse researchers, and not just within stroke, but generally. In Australia, where I come from, we have to compete for our research funding for the same schemes in with all of the researchers. So that's all the laboratory researchers, the public health people, all the doctors, nurses and allied health. There is one big pot of funding from our National Health and Medical Research Council, and everyone is competing against everyone else. And so it's very, very few nurses get funded from this scheme. And I think the challenge for me was to be successful in this system, which I'm very pleased to say I have been, but there were very few nursing role models, and people like would ask in nursing about how did they obtain the funding. I also had to step outside nursing to get my rigorous research training, and I think that is very unfortunate, and I hope over the years coming forward that this is something that's rectified. But I had to go. I have a PhD from the Faculty of Medicine at Sydney University, not from the Faculty of Nursing, because I couldn't get the research training that I wanted from other nurses through the Faculty of Nursing. And I think that's a challenge. And I hope that is slowly improving, where the nurses have a lot more academic experience to be able to provide that level of PhD supervision. I think some of the other challenges are lack of a career pathway for nurses and nurse researchers. So that's back to my role models as well. We don't have defined paid positions for nurse researchers. You have to try and make that happen yourself through a lot of, ad hoc positions. And I think the other challenge is that we still are not getting it quite right, and I believe we haven't got enough young nurse researchers coming up behind us. And in stroke, it's quite hard to see where they are, and there are very few of them. And I think that's a challenge, and that also makes me sad that I can't see that there are a lot of young nursing researchers coming forward behind me.
What has been the greatest achievements of your career?
I think without doubt, my program of work called the Quality in Acute Stroke Care has been my greatest achievement. I undertook and led a cluster randomized control trial in one of our states in Australia to help nurses in stroke units implement three policies to improve the management of fever, hyperglycemia and swallowing. And we found that in those stroke units that we helped introduce these protocols, there was a 16% decrease in death and dependency at 90 days and a $281 million Australian dollar economic advantage, where $281 million were saved, they modelled, if only 60% of the eligible Australian population were treated with these protocols over 12 months. And arising from that work, I was very fortunate to get funding to implement the protocols in all 36 stroke units in New South Wales, which was also done. We had positive outcomes from that, so it was successful. And there's no doubt about it, my current work, when I'm working with the Angels Initiative and Rescue in Europe, we are introducing these FESS protocols, or the Fever Sugar Swallow protocols, and into 57 hospitals in 18 countries. So as of today, these 57 hospitals in 18 countries have completed the project, and we are just in the final phases of collecting some data from the final hospitals, and we'll be analysing the data, and I'm hoping to present it at ESOC in later this year. But arising from that, and the reason I say this is one of my greatest achievements, obviously I'm very happy that these protocols are being used more widely across the world, but for me the greatest achievement is the empowerment of nurses in the stroke units. We're working with some fabulous stroke clinicians, and many of them have never done any kind of quality improvement work before. And this is the first time they have done this, and we are showing them how to actually improve care. They can use this model for improving anything going forward. And one of our stroke nurses from one of the hospitals in Europe said, "This project has changed my life because of the experience and education it's given her and the confidence." And she has gone on to give lectures and presentations to doctors about this project and to nurses across her country. So it's been career changing for her, and not just her, other nurses in other countries have told me the same thing. So for me as a nurse, I would say this is my greatest achievement that I've just been absolutely thrilled to be a part of.
That's really exciting and extraordinary what you have done for the nurses all around the world. So are there any other ongoing research projects or planned future projects that you would like to share with us?
I have been fortunate enough to receive funding in Australia. I received an investigator leadership grant to actually try to implement the protocols more globally. So not just in Europe, but in other countries across the world. We are talking to colleagues, nurses in Vietnam, in Iceland, in Israel, and we hope that there will be other hospitals and countries that we can offer this on a more on a wider basis. So that is going to keep me busy for the next few years, and I can't wait to see if we can do this and get these protocols more widely implemented across the world, because we know changing clinician behavior is very difficult. And the research shows us it can take 17 years to get evidence into practice. So to actually have these protocols go from a one piece of research to being implemented more widely across the world is extremely exciting. And we'll see how that goes over the next few years.
That is really impressive what you have achieved in terms of improving stroke care around the world. So thank you very much, Sandy, for participating in this interview.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. I'm very grateful.